Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. This is Quick Parent Chat. Quick episode. Quick tips. You know what I'm saying? Not a full episode. I want to talk about teens smelling kind of tangy. Okay? If I smell mine, I know you smell yours. These kids' pits and rooms start to smell tart and tangy, and we must say something. What is that about? Okay. I ask, I beg, and I plead. Use the washcloth. Put on deodorant. Use the spray. Use the baby wipes. Brush your teeth and your tongue. And please mouthwash. Nothing less than 30 seconds. Okay. Mint will not fight the demons overnight in that mouth that they got. I promise you. And don't let them be snuggled up in a blanket that just never makes the washing machine, or a robe without deodorant, because it is over. I had to hide Anya's onesie because the way she would be in that thing all day without putting on deodorant, I wasn't going nowhere near the pits of that thing if it was in the washing machine. And so the last time I washed it, I hid it. Because I'm tired of her putting it on like it's another layer of skin every day, okay? We also should be the ones at home telling our kids that their breath cannot kick it today, okay? That breath cannot leave this household. That breath is not representing the family in the best way, and we must do something about it, all right? We have to be the ones to tell them. Because the friends are not going to tell them. The people at the bus stop are not going to tell them. The teachers are not going to tell them. The lunch people are not going to tell them. The janitor is not going to tell them. They're just going to be known as the, oh yeah, the boy with the stinky breath. Oh yeah, she did have cute hair, but her breath? Sheesh. And you don't want that. So teach the boys and the girls about what integrity is, about what good hygiene is, about confidence. And confidence, integrity, and good hygiene starts at home. So sniff and watch your children. I say watch your children because you need to look at what they aren't doing in those mirrors that they have in their rooms. All preteens and teenagers should have a mirror in their room, a head to toe size mirror where they can look at their face, they can look at their hair, they can look at their shirt, they can look at if it's inside out or not. Please make sure they turn on the light. I don't know what it's about where older kids like to get dressed in the dark. No, ma'am. Okay, your shirt is inside out. Your shirt is backwards. Your socks are on the wrong foot. Shout out to Stamps. Your shoelaces are not tied. And you're wearing your pants inside out. If you would have turned on the light, you probably could have saw that, okay? Stop allowing your kids to leave the house not properly dressed. Stop it. Like, there should be no reason why the school is calling parents or leaving voicemails on parents' phones to make sure that they make sure their kid leaves with a coat, a hat, proper tights, gloves. That is the reason so many kids at school are sick, because they are not dressed properly. Okay? Teen bodies are changing and their rooms are stinking. Okay? The sweat glands and the hormones are going crazy. That is what's happening. But we can combat this by making sure that our kids take multiple showers, they wear clean clothes, they throw out the old bedding. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shan be potting, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
Meaning the old pillows. Do not be a grown man or woman talking about I had this pillow ever since I was six. Please throw it away. Throw it away. Okay, all the dust mites in there, or the germs in there, all the nights and mornings you drooled in that thing, you cried in that thing, you dropped food crumbs and liquids in that thing. It's just sitting in there, and then you lay your face on it and you wonder why you have acne. It's dirt, it's oil, it's nastiness. Clean it. Okay, multiple showers, clean clothes, throw away that old bedding and pillows. Make sure your child goes to all of their doctor appointments, physicals, when they're at that age, a gynecologist, when they're experiencing puberty, take them to the doctor so they can ask them questions if they're comfortable. The dentist, okay, get their vision checked because a lot of kids are not performing correctly in school because they're too scared to be like, I can't see. I have to get glasses. They're scared about what that's going to look like. And let's really discuss and make sure that our kids know how to properly clean themselves. You go from babies to toddlers and you bathe them. Then your kid gets around, I want to say 6 to 9, where you're just like, oh, you could bathe yourself. But can they? Do they know how to properly clean? Do they know what to wash on their body first? Do they know when to squeeze out the washcloth or the scrunchie and then get some more soap and scrub again? Do they understand where not to put soap? Do they understand how to clean their back and their buttocks? Do they understand that their feet also needs to be clean and how to properly clean it? Do they understand not to use the same soap on their body that they use on their face? Do they understand how to properly dry themselves off? And part of cleaning yourself every day is making sure your nails are clean. Do they understand that? Do they understand that you should be able to feel when your ears need to be clean? A lot of these kids don't. And then they grow up into young 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. And then they get in that relationship where this person is like, so you don't clean like this on a regular? So you never washed your feet in the shower? So you urinate in the shower that you're cleaning yourself with? Like, questions like that get answered because there was gaps in guidance. Okay? So make sure your teenage boy knows how to properly clean himself and lotion himself and when to wash his hair. Teach your daughters that it is okay for you to take multiple showers and whenever you don't feel best, to take another shower if you need to when you're on your cycle. Learn how to track your cycle. Learn what to have in your bag as far as deodorant, baby wipes, body sprays, chapstick to make sure you're comfortable, right? No one should have to tell your teen daughter, hey, you smell like urine. Hey, I think it's time for you to change your pad. No one should have to tell your teen that. Make sure that your teenagers are self-aware. No one should have to tell your teen that your breath stinks. You got boogers in between your eyes. There's crust on the side of your mouth. This is all self-awareness that should start at home. And if it's not starting at home, your child is going to run into people that they're going to think are being mean to them, but they're just really being honest. But anywho, that's my tip. That's what I wanted to share. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. You can find me at shanbypodden.com, hashtag the Cozy Womb Podcast. And I will be back with an episode or another quick parent chat. Bye.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.